T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The New York Giants missed out on not trading for Justin Fields. And that trade and what the Steelers gave up is proof that I'm right.
A sixth rounder.
It's a sixth round pick. And if he plays, it can move up to a four.
51%. If he plays 51%, it moves up.
Like, explain to me again how I would see. I was right about the Giants last year. I was right about them going after Justin Fields, too.
And by the way, that's a draft pick for 2025. It's not even this one.
Yeah.
So
they got him for nothing. And I look at the Giants, quote unquote, needing a quarterback. They can use a quarterback in a lot of different ways. They can use a quarterback that you're checking out for 1 year like Justin Fields. Sure, you could draft the guy that you think is their long-term answer. But looking at what ended up happening with Justin Fields price tag-wise, how can you not all agree with me that they should have done it?
I think that's not the case, man.
Why?
I think it really came down to whatever's going on with Mara and Shane. They have made one quarterback decision already, and that is paying Daniel Jones. Mm. I know it would have cost them nothing for Justin Fields, but his name is still Justin Fields. And I think the moment you trade any pick for that, it becomes, that's your quarterback decision number two. You're not getting a third one.
Yeah, I think that's a good, it's a fair point. The other thing, because we talked about like how it felt like there was no market for Justin Fields. I think the reality was, is it the Bears and Ryan Poles' desperation to get rid of him made the asking price just plummet. Right. Instead of saying, oh, we want a first rounder, it's like, dude, don't even come with us as a first rounder. And so then it became, okay, how about a third rounder? It's like, dude, you guys, we know you're getting Caleb Williams. We know you can't have Justin Fields on your roster. So when you decide to just give him to us, then we'll engage. And that's what happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
The other thing, and I give Ryan Poles some a pat on the back for this, or just a small golf clap, because it also came out that there were like four other teams that were interested. But it weren't. Justin Fields didn't want it.
Right, he did Fields a favor.
So he did right by Justin Fields, even though going to Pittsburgh now has Russell Wilson, doesn't feel right by him on a one-year deal there. But I know they said there's not going to be a competition. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, but if the Giants had an interest in Justin Fields,
so that means they didn't have an interest in Justin Fields.
I agree. If they did, you don't think Justin Fields would have looked at that situation and said, hey, Ryan, get me there?
Better than going to be the backup to Russell Wilson.
You could have gotten him for nothing.
And they're saying that Russell's not even he's the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
It's not even a competition.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe that, by the way.
When I brought up Fields a month ago now to the Giants, not in my wildest dreams did I think that the return on him would be as low as this. Yeah. Like, when we had that argument a month ago, it was debating a second-round pick, and I still thought, hey, it still sort of makes sense. Mm-hmm. They got him for nothing. Like, to me, the Giants should have done this. They really should have.
They think he...
And by the way, your answer, while it may be the truth, we're not giving this administration a third chance. That's like the worst reason to acquire or not acquire a guy. It really is.
Right. Well, if you could...
You're doing it based on your job security.
But I think what we don't know is that when did it fall to five? Like, when did it get to, all right, we'll take a five?
Well, when did the Giant quarterback room change? It hasn't, so it still wouldn't have mattered.
Well, I mean, it's changed.
Drew Lock?
It changed to Drew Lock.
Well, you
just filled the role. Drew Lock's on a guaranteed deal. Daniel Jones has got 40 guaranteed this year, basically 40 guaranteed this year. Your room is just, it's heavy.
Right. And then what if they really do like a quarterback in the draft? What if it's Michael Penix in round two or coming back in round one? Now you're going to have money committed to Fields, to Lock, to Daniel Jones.
You know what?
I don't want to prohibit yourself from the draft. I hate doing
what I'm about to say to you, Sean, because it always annoys me when someone will argue with me and say, Evan, I know if this happened, you would have said this. And I'm always like, you don't know what I would have said. You're just making an assumption. I know, Sean. It's been how many months we've worked together now? I don't even know. July, So it's
directly
like 8 months,
whatever it is. Right. I mean, but Evan, let's not pretend you haven't known me. We fought about Severino and DeGrom a decade ago.
That's true, and you're wrong about that. I've known you for a very long time, and Tiki's now known you now for a long time. If the New York Giants traded for Justin Fields and gave up the exact same package the Steelers did, you would have come into this studio peacocking the way I did today about the Jet weekend. Get the master class of Joe Shane. Got him for nothing. Brilliance. Amazing. The Giants.
Yes,
but the smartest.
Yep. But I'm also not sitting here happy that they didn't do it. I'm telling you why I think they didn't do it. I want my guy. I don't think this is a bad take. I want my general manager to want a quarterback. He didn't want him. He went for that cheap. I am just following the rails here, baby.
I think that's the biggest issue, is that you got to love a quarterback. If you're going to acquire a quarterback, however you're acquiring him, whether it's trade or whether it's draft, you got to love the guy. And Justin Fields is – the problem with Justin Fields is he's in that weird space where it's like, is he a starter or is he just a really good backup?
Mm.
Like, is he – like, that's where he is. And it's he's sitting in this odd space. And if you're going to – bring that guy in, you already, I mean, you missed the boat because they brought in Drew Locke.
Not Drew Locke.
Right? So it's like he's not there to compete with Daniel Jones, and you already kind of have your backup. It just didn't make sense. And I don't think that number, that fifth round trade value thing, I don't think that fell until Friday or Saturday when Ryan Poles is like, all right, dude, we gotta move this now.
Do you notice that every time you say Drew Locke, Loogie's got this weird smile on his face?
because I'm thinking about Natalie Locke, his wife.
Oh, no.
Not in a weird way, just that she's a smoke.
Natalie Newman.
Just say, it'll make things easier for Loogie, just say you're thinking of Natalie, and then you don't get in any kind of trouble.
Right.
Well, yes. In this case, I'm thinking of Natalie Locke, not another Natalie in my life.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.